One of the most debated issues in the collapse of Enron is whether accounting firms should be required to separate their auditing and consulting operations. In a move likely to spark controversy, Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Harvey Pitt opposes the idea. The SEC chairman said requiring firms to separate those business functions would be a simplistic solution to a complex problem. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In his appearance before members of the House Financial Services Committee yesterday, SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt indicated those waiting for tough new accounting rules from the SEC will be disappointed. The chairman said he believes requiring audit firms to stop providing consulting services to their corporate clients would only result in those firms doing a worse job of monitoring corporate financial health. Pitt says it would also deprive clients of an accounting firm's other areas of expertise, in the end making for what he termed a worse audit. That position has drawn criticism from groups like the Consumer Federation of America. Barbara Roper is director of the group's Investor Protection Division.
The message we seem to be getting from Chairman Pitt at this point is that he has no intention of doing anything significant to enhance auditor independence. And what that means is you're not going to solve the key problem that Enron exposes.
In his testimony yesterday, Pitt said he is all for strengthening the accounting industry. Unlike his predecessor, Arthur Levitt, though, Pitt says he opposes the idea of splitting a firm's auditing and non-auditing businesses. Barry Barbash is a securities lawyer with Shearman & Sterling. He ran the SEC's investment management division under Levitt. He says he can understand why Chairman Pitt might hesitate to impose a blanket restriction on accounting firms.
It's an easy fix. They could go the wrong way. In other words, separate accounting from consultant services, you may still have all the other problems that are hurting the accountant's business and hurting financial investors.
But Pitt is likely to face opposition on Capitol Hill. The Senate is expected to pass a bill banning most kinds of consulting by audit firms. Contacted after Chairman Pitt's remarks, former SEC Chairman Levitt avoided attacking his successor directly, but he said with the profound erosion in public confidence since the collapse of Enron, there's a need for a dramatic break with the past. Barbara Roper with the Consumer Federation says her group will be pressing lawmakers to impose new restrictions on the industry.
We can't sit back and rely on the SEC to provide reforms in this area because they simply won't solve the key problem that has to be solved in the wake of Enron, and that's the fact that audits today are independent in name only.
Arthur Andersen was paid $25 million by Enron for audit work. It received $27 million for consulting and other services outside of the auditing that it did. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.